him see me today, and I intended to ask you about it, and I forgot it. He wants to talk to me about some fellow works for him for something. I don't know what it is. Zacharias or something. Do you know what his administrative assistant's name?
Sam Zagoria.
Yeah, Zagoria, that's it.
Right.
Now, I don't know what it is. Do you have any idea what it is?
I do not.
What kind of a fellow is he?
Well, of course, I won't quote you
to a human. I just figured that you'd be the best friend I had that could kind of give me the pros and the cons.
Well, I'll do that. He's a former newspaper man.
Yeah.
He was one of the Washington newspapers.
Yeah.
And I think, in his own way, he's a very able fellow.
Yeah.
I think that he's intensely loyal to the senator.
Yeah.
But in my judgment, he is probably Cliff's political advisor, and I think he's gotten Cliff into some difficulties back home.
Yeah.
That were not necessarily warranted or justified.
Yeah.
And I'm leveling with you.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody,
a confession.
Not a human being will know it but me.
Right. But he's not my kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I can't myself put my personal confidence and trust in him like I would, for example, in Bill Green or Frank Smith.
That's right. I understand.
Or people like that. You see? In other words, when they say something, it's gospel.
You don't have any idea what he's looking for.
No, and it surprises me for this reason. And I would very much appreciate if you could have one of your assistants let me know this.
I will.
Because it involves something that I'm interested in knowing.
All right. I'll call you back.
You will?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
I'd appreciate it because, you see, Sam has been his closest man, and he has just gotten his second closest man, Al Abrams, a job with an organization that is dedicated to the development of some moderate republicanism, in contradistinction to the Goldwater situation.
Yeah.
Al Abrams has just gone with that organization about 2 weeks ago. Now, it's inconceivable to me that Cliff would be getting rid of his number one man and his number two man unless he himself had some very, very definite ideas for something else for himself.
Yep.
And this intrigues me and interests me because of the situation in New Jersey.
All right, I may be wrong, but I was told he wanted an appointment, said he wanted to talk about Sam so-and-so for some appointment. Sam Zagoria for some place. So he's coming in at 1:30, and I'll see him, and I'll call you.
Will you call me back?
Yeah, well, sure will.
I'll appreciate it.
Bye.
Listen, you want to do me one other favor?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to say hello to some girl here?
I'd love to.
Wait a minute. Jeannie, come here. My children are sitting here, and they're just overawed, and I said maybe the president would just say hello.
I'd love to.
Hello?
How are you, honey? I'm so glad to hear you, and I like your daddy so much, and he's such a good man, and I know that you think so, don't you?
Oh, yes, naturally.
And we think he's a wonderful fellow, and he helps us a lot.
Well, we think you're wonderful too, Mr. President.
Thank you, dear.
An honor to speak to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I know.